Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 89, Becoming a YouTuber. I haven't done an episode in a while, not since Christmas Eve. And if you do listen to the podcast and you're wondering where I've been, did I give up on AMC? I know it's dipped into the 20s now. Did I just give up? And the answer is no, I didn't. If anything, I've added during the dip and added a few shares, honestly. $20 a share, you know, when I was buying, I bought not a lot, but I bought some shares above 60. Again, that was usually I was just scrambling, you know, with a few bucks that I found in my investment account. And it was like, ah, what the hell? What does it matter if I buy it at 60? This thing's going to go to $100,000 a share, right? Does it matter if you buy it at 40 or 60 when you're selling it for $100,000? That was a long time ago. It was a long, long time ago. But anyway, but hey, a dip's a dip, a discount's a discount, and I've been picking up shares. So you're wondering, well, if I haven't given up on the play, why haven't I been doing the podcast? Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. I'm going to assume that you don't know. I've been a filmmaker for most of my life. I got my first video camera when I was a high school student in 1986. And I've been taking video ever since. And I got my first YouTube channel in 2006. So 20 years later, after my first camera, I actually got my first YouTube channel. And I started posting videos. And quite honestly, my YouTube channel has never done much. In 16 years, about 3,200 hours of video has been watched on it. And I garnered about 275 subscribers in those 16 years. Well, because of AMC and getting involved in the market, I started to expand my horizons as an investor. And part of that expansion was getting into crypto. And that was in large part because of AMC accepting Doge. And that's what led me to get into crypto. I got into Doge, then I got into Shiba Inu, and then I started buying other things as well. Well, anyway, I came to the conclusion that the real way to buy crypto was find one of these cryptos when it was really cheap and just load up. A lot of zeros. You know, if you can get five to six zeros in front of it and you think it's got potential, and load up. So I decided to buy 1 billion Doge Elon Mars coins. And at the time I was buying them, the average was about, you know, a decimal point, five zeros, and then about, you know, a 1250. 1250, right? That was about the average I was buying my billion at. Maybe getting closer to 13. But regardless, I got a billion of these things, right? And then I noticed, unlike the AMC community, which is saturated with YouTubers and people talking about AMC, not that many people were talking about Doge Elon Mars. You know, there were a few good people out there on YouTube. Silent Alonzo, Crypto Brown, 321, Crypto Brains, and Girl Love Stocks. So it had its supporters, but it wasn't overwhelming. And I thought, you know, maybe I can add to this. And so I made a video on why I bought a billion Doge Elon Mars coins. And the video took off. It's been seen over 30,000 times since December 10th. And what that meant for me was, in 16 years, I had had 3,200 hours of video watch. And because of that video on buying a billion Doge Elon Mars coins that I posted on December 10th, in the past month, I've had 3,200 hours watched. In the past 30 days, half the video ever watched on my 16-year-old YouTube channel has come in the last 30 days. And I also got about over 1,000 new subscribers. Now, what that practically meant was I'm being able to monetize my channel. I'm in the final review process right now. The big things to be to monetize your YouTube channel is you have to have 1,000 subscribers and you have to have 4,000 hours of publicly viewed video in a year. And I was never anywhere close to those numbers before, so I never even tried to monetize my channel, right? It just seemed there was no way I could do it. Why waste your time? Well, that video put me within reach, and I made a real focus to get those subscribers, keep them coming, and then also get my hours, keep producing content, and keep those subscribers. So if you're one of the new subscribers, you know, one of the Mars dogs, awesome. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm going to talk about AMC and Dojo and Mars. But I just, you know, I've been neglecting this podcast for so long. I really want to talk to my AMC apes. So anyway, but thanks to the Dojo and Army viewers, I was able to get to this point. I'm still waiting on final approval, but I did apply. I've met all the steps that I need. It's just right now they're reviewing my account. And once that's done, I'll be able to monetize and start making money from the videos that run on my YouTube channel. And that's amazing. And what's amazing about it is, you know, I've been making videos since 1986, and this is maybe the first real time I'm going to be able to make money off filmmaking. So I can't wait, and I'm excited about the future. And I actually, to be honest, I would not have been there if it hadn't been for this podcast and the people who supported this podcast and kept me going. If I had started this podcast and these episodes were being listened to by 1, 2, 3 people, I'd have given up on it. I'd say, no one's listening to this. Why waste your time? You're just talking to nobody. But because there were people out there that were listening, I said, well, if they're going to listen, I'll keep doing it. My original goal was that this would be like a 14-episode podcast, that the MOAS was going to happen in June, and someone could listen to this 13-part podcast and get an idea of what it was like to be an ape in the run-up to the MOAS, during the MOAS, in the aftermath of the MOAS. But it didn't turn out that way. And it really became a therapy for me to be able to talk to people about being in this play. I talk my wife's ear off all the time about AMC, probably too much. My kids know way too much about the stock market now. My goodness, they should not know what they know about the stock market right now. And crypto, for that matter. But they do. But this, if this play works out, it will change their lives. And they'll talk about it for years, about the way that people, you know, they talk about their grandparents starting business and they inherit the business years later. That's the way they'll talk about AMC and all this other stuff, that this is when the family changed. And hopefully you helped change it. So anyway, that's where I've been. I've been producing these YouTube videos, trying to get my hours up so I could be monetized. And now that I'm finally at the point where I'm just waiting for the channel to hopefully be approved, I can take a breather and get back to the podcast and talk. And it's been rough, but I'm not sweating it. I think initially when it got back down into the low 20s, you know, I called my wife and I apologized. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, this has happened. We're going to hang in there, but I'm sorry, you know, that because I thought we were going into the teens, and we still could. But that's not what I'm feeling right now. What I'm feeling right now is, if you want to take it into the 20s, if you want to take it into the teens, have at it, because I will buy more. I still believe in this play. I still believe it will happen. Don't ask me when. Don't ask me how much. But I still believe in it, and I'm not buying a ton. But if I can add on a share here, a share there, maybe 5 shares here, once this thing starts running, once it goes from 20 to 30, you'll have made money. It's nice when it goes from 20 to 30 and you bought at 20, as opposed to buying at 40 and having it go to 20. So it averages down our costs. Some practical matters, I transferred most of my shares out of Robinhood and Webull into Fidelity. Just because Fidelity is a much bigger institution, and if there is craziness, they might stand a better chance of surviving it than some of these, the apps that might not have been buying shares all along, And once the MOAS happens, they actually have to go out and buy these shares at an escalated price, and they might get vanquished. That's what some YouTubers say, like Lou versus Wall Street. They talk about that. And that spooked me enough to say, all right, I'm getting, you know, these shares out of the apps and into a larger institution like Fidelity. So those transfers went through. Thankfully, the MOAS didn't happen, because once you when you transfer, your accounts are frozen until the transfer happens, right? So thankfully, they got through and all that settled now. And then now I still add a few shares here and there. If it's going to stay in the 20s and it's this low, I'll add a few, right? But I don't know what you're going through right now. It's hard. It sucks being at 20. But I could only hope that as the year's starting to get going, hopefully people, like Lou says, people are coming back to work and things will be taken care of. My hope is that it's going to be around the anniversary of the GameStop and removing the button, only because there's a practical reason that a lot of people really got into the stock after that. So it's going to be a year for a lot of these investments. And after a year, you go from short-term capital gains to long-term capital gains. So the government's going to be losing out on a lot of money. Now, if the government's that stupid that they can't hold these people accountable and get this resolved before they start losing money, okay, that's how stupid the government is, and they don't deserve the money, and I'm more than happy to keep my money. Now, I didn't get in until May, so I'm not going to see any of those short-term gains turn to long-term gains till May. And frankly, I don't want to wait till May for the MOAS. I'll pay my taxes on short-term if it can happen before May. But if it gets close, if it gets to late April, hey, I can hold on for a few more weeks till we start, you know, seeing some of these go into long-term gains. But anyway, I would just say hang in there. I'm still here. If you want to see my YouTube channel, it's Russell Corey. You can search Russell Corey Crypto, Russell Corey Dogecoin Mars, some of the videos. If you just search that, because there's a Corey Russell that's pretty big on YouTube. So if you just search Russell Corey, he might come up. But if you go to Russell Corey, Dogecoin Mars, Russell Corey Crypto, that should probably come up. And you should be able to find my channel. Please subscribe. I'd appreciate it. And watch some videos. Hopefully you'll enjoy them. Anyway, I just wanted to check in. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody who stayed loyal to this podcast and has been listening to it. I have high hopes for my YouTube channel. I think I've learned a lot since I started it in 2006 and essentially gave up on it back then. It's like I started it, put stuff on it. Nothing ever really went viral. I do have a few clips that have gotten some massive views, but not enough to be a game changer. And I didn't know how to really do it. And I've learned so much from this AMC movement on being a YouTuber, watching people like Matt Kors, Trey Trades, Lou versus Wall Street, Al from Boston, and so many other, Claybro, all these guys that were doing this stuff. And I learned from them, and I'm grateful to them for showing me that there was a way to express yourself and build an audience. So I'm happy about that. And I'll try to keep doing the podcast, but I got to be honest, a lot of my energy and time is going to be going towards the YouTube channel. But I'll still try to come up here and do an episode or so. So I thank you for listening, and good luck to you. I hope the MOAS happens in January, but you know that remains to be seen. If it doesn't happen by the end of January, good luck. At that point, who knows what will happen. I'm still in it. But the nice thing is I have a lot more going on in my life right now. Before, I was just sitting around waiting for the MOAS to happen. But now I have a YouTube channel that if I can make that be successful and get views, now we've got income coming in from that. And that's a big deal. And it also provides a platform for other projects. So I'm excited about that as well. So whether you're one of my original AMC Ape listeners or whether you're coming over because of Dogecoin Mars, Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I hope to keep giving you these podcast episodes and tell this amazing story that we've all been on. I'm not sure what your transformation story is, but for me, it really has been a transformation story. And I'm so grateful for that. So what's the next episode going to be? Who knows? Is it going to be the MOAS? We'll find out on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.